What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
But we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
Malo.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on that Pacific coast. Oh, that was abrupt. A little bit after 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, you must be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Stitcher, no, not, yeah, iTunes is bullshit, because it's now the podcasting app. Stitcher, Spotify, you know, wherever the fuck you get
your bullshit.
Wherever the fuck you get your fucking podcasters from.
Evanker.
We appreciate every minute of your brain and ear time.
Thank you.
Penetration of the vagina or.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. All kinds of shit to talk about. Especially, all we got to do is read Trump's tweets. He is out of his fucking mind today.
What's his problem? Is he still concerned about this impeachment?
I think he's a little upset. He pants about John Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
I mean John Bolton.
Oral.
Oral. Anal. You think his wife is helping him or his friend or whatever or his same-sex partner? They're like, hey.
Who, Clippert?
Yeah. Was he getting
same-sex
help?
Same-sex partner.
Right.
Have you heard his? He's a pastor.
I'm a pastor.
He's a pastor.
You a pastor.
He's a prostate pastor.
That's more effective, and that's based in a lot more reality and science than a normal pastor. The prostate.
Well, prostates exist.
Prostates exist.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
You just, again, a little bit of a mixed metaphor, because I don't think you pull a pin
right
on a juggernaut.
I tell you what, you do, though, if you live with Alex Jones or work with the guy.
Oh, yeah.
All you're doing is just waiting on someone to start shooting, I guess.
Nodding and smiling.
Throwing a chair. Dude, now I think back about those antics where that one clip we played. He threw a fucking chair for some reason, right?
Yeah, over the desk.
And then we always say, well, you know, that's part of his act. Yeah, sure. But also, he's a guy that could throw a chair out of rage.
Well, and his act is him.
Yes. If you had to describe Alex Jones to someone in two words, what would those words be? Not in any particular order.
Shakespearean lunatic.
But you're not even... You're, okay, I know there's a lot to cover. That doesn't suggest how violent he is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a madman.
A juggernaut.
A madman is two words, though. Shakespearean madman is three
words. Madman could be one word, isn't it?
Right.
I don't think you're stupid! I've been betting on you my whole life! I believe in you!
What do you mean?
Pow, pow, pow. That's what I mean.
What you're talking
pow, pow.
About?
The man is strapped. Pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow, pow. If you heard gunshots following any of these tirades, would you be the least bit surprised?
No.
Okay. He's fucking nuts.
That's Alex Jones, everybody, now
Yay.
Relegated to the tiniest little cesspits of the internet.
Oh, yes. Well, for now.
Well, sure, yeah. And if Trump wins again, then the Constitution will be thrown away and then Alex Jones will be back on everything.
Yeah, and I want to address all the liberals that are arguing with each other over these minute differences from people running for fucking president. Hey, fucking smoke some weed, dickhead, and you fucking realize there's a fucking Nazi in the White House. We can't fuck this up again. Last time we fucked it up. This time you can't fuck it up.
You want to be a tool in his hands?
Do I sound like Glenn Beck?
Oh my God. No. Would you rather sound like Alex Jones or Glenn Beck?
Well, I mean, you know, Glenn.
I think I'd rather sound like Glenn Beck.
Yeah. Do I get the wardrobe?
Sure. I guess.
I would.
If you want some jaunty sweaters to tie around your.
I mean, it looks like. I mean, you know, I could dress like. I mean, Glenn Beck has nice clothes, man. You just don't strap anything around your fucking neck unless you're going for that. That look, you know.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal,
hey,
Huffington Post.
Ooh,
oh, fuck you, Huff Post.
Right.
For making me look at a picture of Mitch McConnell.
Oh, party foul.
I want to think it's supposed to be smiling. Senate GOP lurches toward cover-up.
Lurches.
Uh-oh, Senator Cory Gardner, one of those purpley state senators,
yes,
has now said he doesn't want to hear from any more witnesses.
Why,
Cory? He's going to be voting again it.
Oh, okay. Well, Cory, what if they have, well, we're going to call it new information. And new information is information you don't currently fucking know. And a lot of people might think new information could influence, what am I trying to say? Could make him sort of change his mind about Trump.
He's a Republican? Even though he's in a purpley state?
Yeah.
With Gardner bailing, apparently, that leaves Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, and Murkowski as the most likely remaining possible yeses. This is just to hear witnesses, by the way.
Oh, right.
Mitch has been working, supposedly had a long meeting with Lisa Murkowski today.
Oh, shit.
Working, I'm sure, threatening and all kinds of shit to try
you
to get her to vote.
You think he gets nasty?
Oh. If the Republican-controlled Senate declines to call any witnesses, it would represent a sharp break from historical precedent. One of on the Twitter machine, follow us on the Twitter and
yes,
tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
One
of the Trumpian lawyers,
right?
The
at Vile Experience just did air quotes.
The cracked legal team that he's assembled of corrupt as fuck.
You know,
shysters.
Dog, I just want to address the intern real quick. The intern thinks it's reasonable to come sit on your lap and then starts playing at like 85%.
Yeah.
And that is a lot. That's a muscle on four legs. That's all that is. A big muscle. You know.
Oh, and the dog too.
Yes.
Gee,
Franklin Graham. Wow.
The Colorado Democratic Party is already going after Gardner. Today, after getting caught pushing his colleagues to not call for witnesses, Senator Gardner confirmed what we all know, what we've known all along. He never wanted a fair trial. He was never an impartial juror, and he never wanted to get to the truth.
So is it some sort of, I mean, he's lying, right? He's lying. He puts his hand on whatever bullshit text and promises that he will be an impartial juror, right?
You sure?
But he's not being.
No.
Evidenced by shit he's saying in the press, right? Kind of.
And this one turd of a lawyer went up there and said, if you allow witnesses that are new and that the House didn't call, it would be a horrible new precedent to set. And every, I mean, not that we've had a lot of them, but every other impeachment trial has had new fucking witnesses and new fucking evidence presented.
And also
every single one.
Yeah. And also, let me share some things that are new for us. We've never had a president who, the day he took office was settling a fucking case for some bullshit university, right? Was that Trump University? He settled that the day he took office.
I don't remember the timing, but he did settle for 25 mil.
And I'm just saying, this situation is fucking unique, right? It's different.
Yeah.
This is different than Watergate. This is different than Bill Clinton getting sucked off in the fucking Oval Office. This is fucking different. So, yeah, it might set a new precedent, you fuck. Fuck you, man.
We'll see what's going on. The head of the Democratic Party in Colorado said the Senate holding a trial without direct witnesses or key documents isn't a trial. It's a cover up.
Yes.
And Senator Gardner is complicit. Instead of upholding his oath, Gardner viewed impeachment as political calculation, and the people of Colorado will not forget.
Okay. Political calculation, meaning what? Impeachment's political, and there are some people.
He figured to save his slimy reptilian Republican ass in Colorado, the only way to do it is to lick some slimy orange Trump ass.
Yes. But
he thinks that's the only chance he's got is to try to rally around, get the president morons come after. Because if to keep the president's morons from coming after him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knows Trump threatened, the White House threatened him.
Right.
Your heads will be on a pike.
And how is, okay, so.
Trump will start tweeting, the ridiculous Cory Gardner was never a good senator anyway. And then they'll probably try to rush some Trump semen-bathed challenger.
Yes.
In a primary for Gardner. To try to outflank him, that rhino.
I mean, we're in a world right now where the rules clearly, they aren't mattering, because I would think that you shouldn't be allowed, if the Senate, if they're jurors, right? They're the jurors in this fucking trial.
Yes.
Is the person on trial allowed to threaten the juror? Rhetorical.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? No, I'm asking because I'm literally fucking confused now. Now, these senators, they're the jury, right?
Yes.
So if you're on trial, are you allowed to threaten jury members?
I think it's frowned upon.
Okay, that's against the law.
Yes.
Does that fucking matter? Because that's what's happening right now.
Oh, right.
Does it matter?
Or bribe them.
Oh, yeah, with RNC money, right? But that doesn't,
which is also
matter.
A threat.
Right.
If you don't vote for me, I'm going to withhold that RNC money.
This is the only way this fuckface gets anything done. Imagine what he used to be as a businessman, the shit we don't know about. My God, this evil motherfucker. Stupid fucking deplorables.
Over the Drudge Report, Friday cliffhanger, it says.
Yes. Ooh.
Trump's defense team expects a Friday cliffhanger when senators vote on whether to call witnesses.
Oh, okay.
If the Democrats can find four Republicans, the trial could stretch until March.
Oh.
If they fail, Trump likely will be quickly acquitted, which is what he wants. So
right.
It's going to be a cover-up. And I think, you know, I think it's a bad choice on the Republicans' part.
Right.
But, you know, they're gonna go down in flames, and they're gonna go down in flames together, potentially.
Yeah. I just don't,
squealing persecution the entire way.
I mean there's, I think people think that if Trump loses, he's going to leave. And I think people think that we are, I don't know, I think people have this played out in their minds differently than how it's gonna end up. Don't you? This guy is going to go nuts. You know, Nixon waddled around and talked to the paintings, but somehow the guy.
Well, he was drunk at least.
But he resigned.
Eventually.
But why? Why would he resign?
Well, after the Supreme Court. He took it to the Supreme Court. He said, fuck you, you're not getting my tapes.
Yeah. Will that happen with this? I mean,
well, it's a bunch of them are getting to that point. The taxes, the tapes, yeah, yeah. The,
are the, taxes,
the documents.
Are the taxes the tapes? Like Watergate's tapes?
Kind of. That's a separate issue from this. But in this issue, they're still waiting on documents that the administration has refused to share.
Right.
To turn over. That they wanted. And the administration said, fuck you.
It's hard for me to imagine, like, what
and,
would...
And Trump is saying, well, you should have taken it to the courts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not just gone and impeached me so fast without your witnesses, without your evidences.
Oh, God.
So that's the whiny little bitch argument that they... That's all they got, because they don't have any facts or merit. He's not innocent,
right.
Shocker. So that's all I've got. They're just going to squeal and squeal, yeah, and try to just bury it in the back of the cat box.
Yeah, you know what?
His crimes.
Right. Just with all the other shit. Jesus. They don't fucking care.
Says, another headline is, the GOP is squirming as Bolton prepares to dish on the Trump White House. We were talking offline earlier.
Crab diving offline fucking conversation.
That, oh, God, some of these pictures of Trump. At this hate rally last night.
Yeah. Does he look bananas?
Well, yeah, as usual.
Right.
Now I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, the hate rally.
No, it was Bolton.
Oh, yeah. Bolton is about to dish on the GOP and Trump and everyone's shitting.
Well, I'm going to read some of Trump's tweets. Excuse me. Some of Trump's tweets. It's just not the wisest of moves tactically on Trump's part, I would think. If there's somebody who has really kind of got the dirt on you and can make your life miserable by testifying... I wouldn't sling shit at this person. And this is all that Trump is doing now.
Does Trump think he can lose the election, but win, like, this case with the public or with his deplorables, whatever that means?
What do you mean?
None of these tweets would... all of the stuff from Giuliani and all the bullshit people say in public, that it's not serving... Like, this isn't serving Trump's defense, right? To tweet and to be so vocal... Right? It's
right.
Not helping.
No.
So the only reason...
And the opposite of helping.
Okay, so then why do it then? He must think that he's going to be able to win because the public will side with him. And who cares about what they find in the impeachment? Is that what he thinks?
I guess. I mean, he isn't... I think he really thinks he didn't do anything wrong.
Come on. Really?
And because he's president, he should be able to do what he wants.
Yes. Yes.
Because for 70 years, he's gotten away with lying, cheating, not paying, stealing.
Well,
he ran his
business like a dirty fucking white ass businessman, right?
Well, yeah.
And that's what people, the
and
Republicans.
Even more nefarious than usual. I mean, a lot of these people pay their contractors. At least.
Oh, that's true.
Don't turn around and sue your contractor just because you don't feel like paying.
And I don't know if this is related, but a lot of business people don't get money, get loans from the Russian mafia and then sell condos at an overvalued price to some fucker in Moscow just to wash millions and millions of fucking dollars. I don't know if that's normal.
And again, how does one bankrupt two casinos?
I don't know. I really don't know about that because shit, man, that's a business people make money in.
Yeah, typically. A little bit.
I don't know.
Ooh, creepy. Last night he tweeted a picture of the hate rally.
Oh, nice.
Look at all the white people in red hats. It's
vomit.
Very, very Nuremberg. Yes. If you want your children to inherit the blessings that generations of Americans. He did not write this.
Okay.
Generations of Americans have fought and died to secure. Then we must devote everything we have toward victory in 2020.
Oh, God.
Only this way can we save America, the America we love, and drain the Washington swamp once and for all.
My God. He did the... Oh, crazy. drain the swamp.
Which means everybody that disagrees with him.
Yes.
That with the orange god.
We are the swamp to him. We are the swamp. Big time. Even you, Shelby.
A bunch of retweets. Marsha Blackburn, Rick Scott. What a rogues shit gallery.
Marsha Blackburn is a
spectacular asshole. Senator Kentucky.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Tennessee. Excuse me, not Kentucky.
Somewhere in the South.
Kentucky has those two awesome.
Right.
Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul.
Oh, yes.
We should talk. Rick Scott and fucking film party Mario.
That's it. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not trading anybody. I guess, would you trade Mitch McConnell for Rick Scott? I mean, we'd have better infrastructure here.
Oh, I think Rick Scott is kind of dumb and evil.
Dumb, but he did.
Well, slithery.
That Medicare fraud thing he
did true.
Was huge. And I try to remember how much jail time he did.
None, but I do remember that it was, 75 times that he pled the fifth?
Oh, really? That's it?
Remember, pleading the fifth means I am worried I will incriminate myself.
Oh, come on. Come on, leftist.
19 hours ago, no matter how many witnesses you give the Democrats, no matter how much information is given, like the quickly produced transcripts.
Yes.
It will never, all caps, be enough for them. They will always scream unfair. The impeachment hoax is just another political con job.
Right.
That was 19 hours ago.
Okay.
17 hours ago. Why didn't John Bolton complain about this nonsense a long time ago when he was very publicly terminated? He said, not that it matters. All caps, nothing.
But it's Trump.
17 hours ago.
It's not nonsense. It's crimes. It's illegality, motherfucker. It's why did he comment on it? What do you say? What do you say when the president that you serve at the pleasure of tries to extort money from the president of Ukraine? What do you mean you complain about it? I mean, I guess. What did he complain about it? It's a
Then he retweeted
but you know,
10 hours ago. Okay.
Why wouldn't John Bolton just resign, though? Like, when bad stuff like that happens, don't, like...
all of them we could say that about, so...
Yeah.
Why even take the job in the first place with this scum
right.
sucker? So he retweeted 10 hours ago, his first tweet of the morning.
Yes.
Was a retweet of an account that, I mean, now it's got more, but it couldn't have had more than 100 followers.
Oh, God.
Jeez, and it's at Jersey Girl 007438RN. You know, it's like one of these.
Jersey
it's
Girl.
An obvious bot.
Right.
Greatest president. God bless President Trump. God bless America.
He's retweeting a bot.
He retweeted that. He retweeted that and he said, thank you, exclamation point.
And the account was like, thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Well, and
you're
what's
welcome.
Even sadder is that was 10 hours ago.
Right.
Donald Trump has how many fake followers? I mean, how many followers? Excuse me. 71.8 million followers.
Damn. He must have a blue check mark.
So even, you know, 1 in 10 being real.
Right.
That's still 7. That's still a lot of followers.
Oh, yes.
At Jersey Girl 6947 6934,
okay,
whatever the fuck the number is,
right?
Jersey Girl still only has 1,000 followers.
Shit.
So one would think that if Trump with 70 million followers retweets an account, that one would get more followers than that.
Yeah. I mean, it would suggest that Trump doesn't understand that some of these. How would he not understand that some of these are bots?
Doesn't care.
But he must understand
because
that.
Then he has to admit that a lot of the love he gets is fake.
But doesn't he know that Vladimir Putin is doing all this bullshit on his behalf to help win an election?
Vlad said he wasn't.
This is so, these people are so fucking stupid. They don't fucking care.
Then he retweeted some bullshit. Then he retweeted some bullshit about people waiting in line for hours to get to see him at his hate rally.
Oh, God.
Now, 9 hours ago, it starts the Bolton. The Bolton wing of today's tweets.
Yes.
For a guy who couldn't get approved for the ambassador to the UN years ago. Couldn't get approved for anything since. Begged in quotes.
Begged.
Like, he puts the weirdest shit in quotes.
Begged.
What does that mean?
That could be begged, meaning he sucked me off.
Well, yeah. It begged me for a non-Senate approved job, which I gave him despite many saying, don't do it, sir.
Wow.
You notice how he's always got it. Whenever he quotes anybody talking to him, he makes sure he puts sir at the end so that everyone knows that anyone that addresses him is licking his little mushroom schnoz.
How about your eminence, right?
Right. Don't do it, your highness, they said. your eminence.
Your excellency. Smithers.
Your spooge tasticness.
Hold my spooge.
He takes the job, mistakenly says Libyan model on TV. I don't know what that was. And many more mistakes of judgment. Gets fired because, frankly, if I listened to him, we would be in World War VI by now.
World War VI.
And goes out, in all caps, immediately writes a nasty and untrue book. All classified national security. Who would do this? It's not, by the way. So now that's the new argument that they're trying today is the White House is trying to block the release of Bolton's book by claiming it's full of classified material.
If that's the case, then why are they making photocopies of it at the White House? I mean, we heard that, right? This is insane. This is them just silencing people. That's all this is. Fascist fuckheads.
Who would do this? He said,
you would.
Who would do this?
You. All of these guys would. All of these guys.
Oh, yeah?
Where's all the books about how shitty it was working for Barack Obama? Where are those books?
Donald Trump security officials, White House security officials are threatening to block publication of John Bolton's book.
Yes.
Unless the former national security advisor deletes information that is classified. And I'm willing to bet you part of what's classified is when Trump told him, I totally told that guy Zelensky that he's not getting any fucking aid unless he sends.
Well, that's
he
classified.
He announces that the Bidens.
Yeah.
I'm sure that part is top secret.
Right.
In a letter to Bolton's attorney, the NSC said it determined that the book includes top secret items that could undermine national security.
Top secret items, Pat. Top secret.
The NSC said it would work with Bolton on revisions.
Yes. Oh, I bet they would. What is the top secret? What's top secret in there? That our president's a big fucking liar? I don't think that's a secret. Top secret. This shit's top secret.
Here's another headline. John Bolton is stirring GOP fury.
Ooh.
But friends say he's used to knife fights. He's ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know, Trump. This John Bolton's a lunatic like you are, right?
Well, yeah, finally, you've got somebody as low and ethics-free as yourself, but infinitely smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, Bolton's a flaming asshole, but I don't think anyone's ever accused him of being dumb.
This will be our nightmare as a country. Bolton will be the guy that brings Trump down, and then not this election, but the following election, runs for president, and he wins, and we're in fucking Bolton America. We're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I hope he sings it as inaugural. Oh, John Bolton.
Three Doors Down? Oh, my God. I just want to remind everybody that If you have any Three Doors Down CDs or you own any of that music or you're currently buying any of their shit on iTunes, you're part of the fucking problem.
Okay. So,
Spotify.
About 10 hours, 12 hours ago, Trump retweeted himself from 20 hours ago.
What a lunatic.
He retweeted.
Jesus.
Screaming, no matter how many witnesses the Democrats get, it's a con job. He retweeted himself. 9 hours ago. Remember, Republicans, the Democrats. That's why Remember Republicans was trending earlier. Remember, Republicans, the Democrats already had 17 witnesses. We were given, all caps, none. Exclamation point. Witnesses are up to the House, not up to the Senate. Don't let the Dems play you. That's 100% fabrication. You'll be shocked to learn the president is lying.
Right. And also, remember, Republicans, many of us have never forgotten that you lied us into a fucking war. So go fuck yourselves, you motherfuckers.
I don't know what's going on. Yes. Iraq war resolution. Okay. Iraq war. On the Iraq war resolution being voted on tomorrow in the House of Representatives. We are down to 5,000 soldiers. I'm going to look that up. And going down. And I want everyone, Republican and Democrat, to vote their heart. Exclamation point.
Did he spell heart, H-A-R-T, or anything like that? Now, I just want to remind people.
Oh, this is the War Authority repeal. Oh, so this is good. We need to get rid of this stupid AUMF. Right. Trump wants it.
Oh, okay.
Because that lets him declare war on anything ambiguous that he likes and say it's terror. It's terrorism.
Jesus
Christ. I can start World War III with Iran because they're terrorists.
Right. So he just brands whoever as a, bad actor.
Well, right. And actually, Obama did too.
Obama
used the AUMF for those fucking drone strikes.
Right. Which is bullshit.
It needs to go away. It needs to fucking go away.
God damn.
The president, he said, vote your heart. I don't know what that means. The House is scheduled to vote Thursday to repeal the 2002 AUMF.
Right.
Lawmakers have at times criticized how presidents in both parties have used the broad powers to justify military action.
Yes. Yes.
The debate was renewed earlier this month when Trump killed that Soleimani dude.
I mean, you would think after we were lied into a war that this kind of shit would be a no-brainer for our politicians to say, we really shouldn't have this. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't defend yourself, right?
The House will also vote Thursday on a separate bill to block funding for military action against Iran.
Right.
The White House is signaling, of course, it will be vetoing both measures.
Yeah.
Trump says, the administration says, repealing the AUMF would embolden our enemies. It's such bullshit.
It's crazy.
Curbing the president's ability for the country to defend itself and its partner forces.
I think if we were able to do that, maybe some other countries would feel less nervous about us.
Well, and that little constitution that they hump, the original verbiage of, is pretty explicit about the war declaration of war being up to the House, the people. That we don't want some ass-fuck king running around sending people to die because he's butthurt.
Right.
Or because it's something he's going to make some money. The people have to be able to decide to go to war.
Absolutely.
So there we go. Who knows?
Because we need to be able to see evidence, right? They have to make the case for war. Like Congress has to make, that the president has to make the case to Congress to go to war.
Yeah. God, the end paragraph here. This is at the Hill. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida reportedly drew the ire of the White House after voting in favor of the earlier measure.
Uh-oh.
He told Politico he believes he was left off the president's impeachment defense team because of that.
Are you complaining?
I have no doubt.
But is he complaining? Do you really want to be on the president's defense team? I don't know how old Matt Gaetz is, but he's not ancient. He's going to be in politics for a long time. To me, maybe that's why you don't want to end up on that. But Matt Gaetz is a piece of shit, so what do I fucking know?
Those are the headlines and everything. That's what's going on in Impeachmentville.
It's fucking crazy, man.
We'll see if... I mean, I don't have any hope that they're good, these Republicans are going to come around and allow witnesses, because I think everything they've done the past 3 years proves they don't give a fuck about trying to cater to anyone but their the knuckle-draggiest, drool-cuppiest of their base.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Because that's all they got.
Right. It's crazy. I mean, the truth doesn't matter to these guys. And it's just, I just don't understand what person could see how it's in our interest to have our president cook up a bullshit story in Ukraine and extort their leader into starting a bullshit investigation into the bullshit crime. Just so, I mean, if you really believe in Donald Trump and you vote for the guy and you're MAGA and all that shit, wouldn't you think that you don't need to drum up a fake investigation against the Bidens for him to win? But they don't think it's fake.
No.
That's the problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You guys are fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
It's the corruption of the Bidens is worldwide, Ryan.
Oh, that's right.
Makes Watergate look like nothing.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I forgot I'm such a naive little fuckface leftist. I'm sorry.
Also in the news.
Yes.
There was the hate rally last night.
God.
This was in Wildwood, New Jersey. And there was one noticeable absence at the Keep America Great rally.
Jeebus.
Last night at the Wildwoods Convention Center.
Yes.
The mayor.
Oh.
Of Wildwood.
Right.
Mayor Pete Byron.
Yes.
I believe is his name.
Maybe he doesn't support Donald Trump.
Was not invited. Because he said that he had spoken with Congressman Jeff Van Drew, the Republican for the district, about the Republican rep, of that district. The mayor said that the representative and Trump were pissed at him.
Oh, shit.
Because they heard that he had been quoted in an interview.
Okay.
Saying that they will be looking for some reimbursement from the local branch of the Republican Party for the rally.
Oh, my God.
So there are still municipalities that the Trump, that the taxpayers may be on the hook for to host these hate rallies.
That is
because
insane.
Because the Trump campaign team should be paying for all this shit. And shocker, shocker, Trump is stiffing people.
Why? Now, let me tell you. So if Trump comes to fucking Pensacola for a rally, none of my tax dollars should go to pay for that, right? None of ours should, because it's his campaign event.
Well,
I thought the campaign would pay for that shit.
Aside from the normal, I think we're kicking in and out, by the way. Our encoding is having problems or something, or cloud. No.
Thank you, Steve Jobs.
What were we talking about? Hate rallying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why should we pay one fucking dime so these goddamn racists could come out and ejaculate their MAGA all over the fucking place? Right, fuck you.
All the extra police, all the extra traffic cones, that bullshit.
Oh, and you know what the bonus is?
Needs to be paid for.
The bonus is crime goes up when those fuckers come to town. Right. We did a story on this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great. When Trump visits with all his fucking lunatics. I tell you what, when he comes to Pensacola, that's not a night you want to go out.
So apparently, all this guy said is, you know, we shouldn't have to pay for all this bullshit.
Yeah, it's insane.
For Trump to have a campaign rally.
Right.
That's what it is. It's a campaign rally.
And he lies.
100%. It's nothing else.
And you're paying to have a guy who runs your country come and lie to the people you're in charge of. As the mayor, that must be
right.
Contrary to what your charge is. Like, what's your job? Isn't their job to protect their people?
Well, right. He said the city doesn't have the budget for the event, but asked first responder departments along with public works department to keep detailed accounts of the costs incurred.
Oh, yes. They're going to bill these motherfuckers.
He said, do I think that our taxpayers should foot the bill for this? Absolutely not.
Fuck no.
I will do my best to get a final tally. I will certainly pass that on to local Republican organization. I hope that we get some sort of reimbursement for the event.
Yes. Well, of course. I mean, this is crazy. This is nuts.
Cape County Republican Party chairman, asshole McAss Fuck Willie.
Oh, yes. Mr. Fuck Willie!
Said there should be a focus on the economic impact of the president's visit. In other words, he's saying, you shouldn't complain about how much money it costs. Look at all the MAGA hats that are being sold. Look at all the local restaurants that are going to have the fat waddlers waddling in.
They don't tip.
And ordering, right, yeah.
You know they don't fucking
ordering
tip.
Double gravy.
Those fucks don't tip. Yeah, you're going to take all our gravy, you fuckers. You know these guys, they go into Waffle House or whatever. When they order shit, they don't fucking tip.
So this person says, rather than being short-sighted, I guess the mayor is a Democrat. Rather than being short-sighted and playing partisan politics, Mayor Byron should be thanking President Trump for bringing tens of thousands of visitors to the Wildwoods who will be spending money in local hotels, bars, and restaurants.
Oh, yes. All this business. You brought a bunch of white supremacists together in the same area. Oh, they get hotel rooms. I don't know.
The mayor said he'd heard estimates that 40,000 tickets had been issued for an event being held at a venue that held 7,400.
Right. You gotta pay for this shit. They come to town.
He just said this. The president brings out the people who support him. But he also brings out those who oppose him. There is no in between. They're all very passionate. You're going to have protesters. You have to factor all of that into the equation. There's going to be a lot of people out on the street.
Right. Because our president is skull fucking our country with that tiny little mushroom dick of his. And people don't like it. They hate it. New Jersey, too, dude. I mean, that's not like Alabama. You're not having your hate rally in Alabama. I mean, it's fucking New Jersey, man.
So, the county administrator has confirmed that the sheriff's office, the Office of Emergency Management,
yes,
the prosecutor's office will all be involved. Why is the prosecutor's office going to be involved in the event? The county would only be paying overtime costs associated with people working the event,
right?
A procedure the county follows when other significant events. So it's, I guess they're following the same procedure.
Yeah.
In the summer, Wildwood has about 150,000 people on any given day in July and August. It's like a tourist area. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm just thinking. These business owners, they must be like, oh my God.
So just for saying that shit, you know, hey, we should look into this and make sure we don't get stiffed.
Yeah.
Trump disinvited the mayor from the rally.
Now he doesn't. You did him a favor.
Oh, I would think so.
He did the mayor a favor because the Republicans, he can say, listen, all I'm doing is trying to be financially responsible, which you guys supposedly, you give a fuck about that. And then to the Democrats, he can say, well, I didn't go. I was disallowed because I pissed this guy off.
The mayor was nominated to the position of mayor by his two other fellow nonpartisan commissioners.
Yes.
Though he identifies as a Democrat, he said political affiliation doesn't matter when it comes to seeking reimbursement,
right,
for taxpayer money.
Because it's money. It's money, right? It's just, there's nothing to politicize. It's like you show up there, you spend X amount of dollars with the cops, or whatever the fuck, and that's what you pay.
He I think he doesn't give a shit, though. He says, yeah, I'm disappointed, but it's not about me. It's about the city.
Yeah.
Whether I get into the event or not, it's not as important as the economic impact it will have on the city. I'm thankful the city has this opportunity, blah, blah, blah.
This opportunity?
Well, it does bring a lot of...
Oh, yes. A
lot of mega cash.
Guys, let's all bow our heads for 1 second. I just want to say, dear Jeebus, thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to bring these horrible white supremacists, probably they have guns with them, together in one area that they can shout about how they hate Hillary and black people. And then when they leave, they'll be drunk on hate and they will commit hate crimes as they waddle back to their car.
Think how many tankers full of cheese the local country buffet has to have.
These fuckers have eaten the cheese. We ain't got nothing left.
The cheese fountain.
We're out of ham cubes. The Golden Corral's damn near tapped out.
Are we making fun of MAGA people?
Throw out some. Yeah. Throw some baby corn at them motherfuckers.
So there you go. The Wildwood mayor. I wasn't invited to the Trump rally because I wanted the taxpayers to be reimbursed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these lunatics, the people that go to these fucking hate rallies, I'm just assuming they're just colossal fuckheads.
Yeah, there's a certain fuckheadery involved. You're going to actually, because you want to see Trump like him and admire him, I don't get that at all. I can't relate to you on any level, I think.
Listen, you Lyft drivers out there, you guys, you better be fucking careful. These lunatics, these magaloons, they're going to get in your car. They're going to say all kinds of shit to you. I don't know. That's a rough night to do Lyft if you're in Pensacola, right, when they have these fucked up rallies.
I would assume, yeah.
Oh, God.
Imagine those people.
I know a bunch of people that work.
They're notoriously great to the service industry. Yeah.
Jeez. You know, the Bay Center, I know a lot of people that bartend there.
Auditorium venue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's where you go if there's a big hurricane.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. You go to the Bay Center.
That's right, yeah.
They say the hardest night is Jimmy Buffett, though, when the Jimmy Buffett people come.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, there's so many of them, and they drink so much. This guy told me that they ran out of booze.
Oh, my
they
God.
They ran out of tons of booze.
Things get dangerous. When you run out of the liquor is when you got to start worrying.
Widespread panic. That's a big one down there. The thing with that is that all those fuckers are on LSD. There's just a ton of people.
Buffett concerts I've been to two. They're events. Not here.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Right.
Well,
he's Jeebus down here. It's like Jimmy Buffett and Jesus maybe. Or, you know, very similar. It's Trump, Jimmy Buffett, Jesus maybe.
Ooh.
Jimmy Buffett, Jeebus, Trump. God, I don't know.
Trending on the Twitter, follow us at Crab Diving.
Yes.
I guess Graham and Cruz are trending. I guess the two of them...
They fucked.
Like asked a question...
Yes.
...of Schiff. They thought it was like a gotcha question. And I don't know exactly how they even... How did they double-team a question? But... it was a hypothetical and so ridiculous,
right?
This is Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz.
Okay.
They asked Schiff. Now they're trying to get the gotcha on Schiff. they said if Obama, of course,
yes,
would have the authority to ask for a corruption investigation if he found out Mitt Romney's son was being paid by a corrupt Russian company and Romney had acted to benefit that company. Now, Romney, first of all, is probably sitting there like, excuse me?
Yeah, I'm just
excuse me, gentlemen?
I'm just thinking about my magic underwear.
But that's shitty of those two turd guzzlers.
Yes.
For Trump.
Yeah, right.
To single out one of the few people who's obviously wanting to see witnesses. So they're like, well, what if Mitt Romney's son was corrupt? And all of a sudden Mitt's like, oh, shit.
No, I'm just trying to keep.
Mitt Romney's sons are texting him right. Like, what did you tell them? How do they know?
Yeah, they're probably up to something anyway. Just so I'm
sure
clear.
They're on boards.
Right, right.
Right?
Yes, of course they are. They're like, course. Hey, shut the fuck up. See, that's what I don't get. Everybody is on boards here.
Sure.
Do you think there are people related to Ted Cruz or Luscious Lindsay sitting on corporate boards?
Probably, yes.
Right. God. And who, in this scenario, you identified turd guzzlers. The turd guzzlers, Lindsay
and Ted
Cruz, right?
Okay. Yeah. But I guess the reason it's trending is turd because guzzlers. Schiff responded.
Oh, shit. Damn!
And all the memes being shared or everything are various like basketball dunks.
Yes.
people being pushed down right, to ravines right. And shit. It's really pretty Senator questions. Hypothetically, would Obama have had the authority to investigate if he believed Romney's son had acted corruptly, a ridiculous, pointless moronic
right
question from these yes. idiots, but what have they got?
They have nothing.
I think this might be
they got shit.
Senator Graham and Senator Cruz pose this question for the House managers.
This is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court
right
now having to sully himself by reading this ooh. Moronic little note that they slipped
right.
in.
Right.
I got a question for him.
Right. Right.
In Mr. Schiff's hypothetical, if President Obama had evidence that Mitt Romney's son was being paid $1 million per year by a corrupt Russian company and Mitt Romney had acted to benefit that company, would...
Which is not what happened.
Right. Yeah, that didn't happen. But they're saying...
How did... They're saying that Biden acted to benefit Burisma by getting that prosecutor fired, the prosecutor that the entire EU
wanted fired
and us wanted fired because he would not go after the corrupt oligarchs because he's corrupt.
Right. He was one of
them. They wanted him to go after corruption.
And what happened?
But the corruption he went after
yes.
was people that didn't like Putin.
Right.
That former right. prosecutor. He was a Yanukovych.
Yes. And it's not like
the former president,
yes,
Putin toady, he was on that team.
So how did Hunter Biden get his job then?
Well, I'm sure it's bullshit because right. his name's Biden.
Wait, what about, was it illegal?
How did, what?
Was it illegal?
No.
Well, right. How did Rudy Giuliani's stupid fucking kid get that job in the White House?
Exactly.
How is Ivanka walking around the White House?
And Mitt Romney had acted to benefit that company. Would Obama have authority to ask that potential corruption be investigated?
You,
ladies and gentlemen,
dick.
Adam Schiff cracking his knuckles.
Oh, shit.
And about to answer these morons.
Oh, yeah. Go get him.
Well, first of all, the hypothetical is a bit off because it presumes that in that hypothetical that President Obama was acting corruptly or there was evidence he was acting corruptly with respect to his son. But nonetheless, let's take your hypothetical.
In other words, right. there's no evidence
yes.
that Joe Biden was acting corruptly in any way to benefit yeah. his son.
But let me humor your dumb attitude for a second. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
I like it.
He's like, first of all, this is all bullshit, but let me flick this flea off of myself.
Boing!
And make you guys look like the assholes
yeah,
you
yeah.
are.
With respect to his son. But nonetheless, let's take your hypothetical on its terms. Would it have been impeachable if Barack Obama had tried to get Medvedev to do an investigation of Mitt Romney, whether it was justified or unjustified? The reality is, for a president to withhold military aid from an ally, or in the hypothetical, to withhold it to benefit an adversary, to target their political opponent is wrong and corrupt. Period. End of story. And if you allow a president to rationalize that conduct, rationalize jeopardizing the nation's security to benefit himself because he believes that his opponent should be investigated by a foreign power, that is impeachable.
Damn.
Right.
Now, how do you argue with that?
But Benghazi.
Now, if you have a legitimate reason to think that any U.S. person has committed an offense, there are legitimate ways to have an investigation.
Now, this is great.
Yes.
Person has committed an offense. There are legitimate ways to have an investigation conducted.
So his point is, and I read about this earlier, is that if Trump, try to stretch your brain here.
Okay.
And pretend that Trump was really concerned only about corruption. Try.
Oh, God.
You're an actor. You're a good actor. Just try it. Try it. It's an acting exercise.
Okay.
So in some way, Trump is really only concerned about corruption and not worried about his own personal interest in this regard. Even though of all the corruption anywhere in the world,
right,
the only people he was really focused on is this Burisma thing in Ukraine. By the way, with all the other corruption going on in Ukraine, which is historically, cartoonishly corrupt.
Right.
His main focus is on Burisma and Biden.
Again, yes.
Let's pretend for a moment that Trump is only concerned about the welfare of the Ukrainian people and the corruption there.
You know what he's concerned about? We know what he's concerned about. Like, if people are on TV making fun of him, he's going to say something about the person who's black. We know he's concerned about Don fucking Lemon.
So, Schiff will probably hear. I don't know how long this goes. There are legitimate ways.
Yes.
That a president.
Okay.
Can say. That can have an investigation done.
Right.
A normal president would go to his Department of Justice, which, with that waddler there, you'll get whatever you want done.
Oh, Bill Barr?
Well, sure.
He's like a vending machine.
You go to Bill Barr, you go to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice has international jurisdiction.
Oh, shit.
And powers and deals with other governments and shit.
Damn!
And the smart way to do it would be to sic the Department of Justice and those investigations, the CIA, whatever. Instead of sending Rudy and Lev and Igor.
Well, listen, I don't know about Rudy.
With secret behind the scenes bullshit going on. That's not how you would conduct an investigation.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're shaking people down, you're trying to intimidate people, you might send Lev.
The point is,
and another guy named Igor.
That there are legitimate ways that Trump could have done this. He didn't have to send Rudy and these morons to do it sneakily and put a gun to the heads of the Ukrainians.
Now, if you watch The Sopranos, you will remember that Tony never, ever really wants to deal with the Russian mafia unless he has to.
Right.
Because they are.
They're crazy.
Very violent.
Yes.
You know? The Sopranos. Get it on
the
Amazon.
The Sopranos, everyone.
Right.
Available.
Right.
Is it on Amazon?
Fuck yes, it is.
Netflix, maybe?
I mean, yeah, you can buy the used CD, the used DVDs and watch them. You know, it's like.
Hypothetical president to rationalize that conduct, rationalize jeopardizing the nation's security to benefit himself because he believes that his opponent should be investigated by a foreign power, that is impeachable. Now, if you have a legitimate reason to think that any U.S. person has committed an offense, there are legitimate ways to have an investigation conducted. There are legitimate ways to have the Justice Department conduct an investigation. I would suggest to you that for a president to turn to his Justice Department and say, I want you to investigate my political rival, taints whatever investigation they do. Presidents should not be in the business of asking even their own Justice Department to investigate their rivals. The Justice Department ought to have some independence from the political desires of the president. And one of the deeply troubling circumstances of the current presidency is you do have a president of the United States speaking quite openly, urging his Justice Department to investigate his perceived enemies. That should not take place either. But under no circumstances do you go outside of your own legitimate law enforcement process to ask a foreign power to investigate your rival, whether you think there's cause or you don't think there's cause. And you certainly don't invite that foreign power to try to influence an election to your benefit.
God, you know,
right.
And then you hear one of these Trump pansies get up and is just, no, 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 boo, boo, perfect transcript. No quote, no quid pro quo.
I know.
I mean, that's the intellectual honesty of their arguments.
But the problem, you know, it's just the reason you have to vote blue, because until this guy is gone, nothing can be done in our country, because our Justice Department is dirty. They're, like, what he's saying is, like, your Justice Department should do X, Y, and Z and have a bit of justice in it.
And independence.
Right. There's no justice there.
No.
It's just some fucking dickhead bending over.
So that's why Ted Cruz and... Lindsay are trending.
Why the fuck is it okay for Bill Barr to travel around trying to drum up some bullshit conspiracy defense for Trump's impeachment? That's what he was
exactly
doing, right?
This is all political. Barr running around asking other foreign leaders to look into Joe Biden is 100%.
Yes.
As corrupt and should be illegal and impeachable as Trump doing it himself. Barr should have said, that's not my job. That's not what we do. We don't investigate our political rivals here. We're not a banana republic.
Right. Right. And then the shit he said earlier, it's the kind of shit that if you have to explain, it's crazy to explain that if the president puts his own interest before the interest of the country, he is not doing his job.
Right.
That's his point. Is that really that deep of a point to make? That's some basic kind of shit. You get that, right, Shelby? You get that?
Lindsey Graham, by the way.
Right.
Is still saying that it's clear to me there's ample evidence for the president to be concerned about conflicts of interest on behalf of Hunter Biden, and the vice president Joe Biden's failure to take appropriate action was unacceptable.
He said ample evidence?
Ample.
What is it? Show me.
Like, well, exactly.
Drop the towel. Show me.
This is going to be on Rudy's podcast.
Oh, I forgot about that, dude.
Again,
that's
like,
right.
It's the same shit with this, with Obama's fucking birth certificate.
Yes.
If these assholes have reams of real corroborated evidence,
yes,
it would be out there and there would be hearings,
right.
There would be all kinds of shit. If Joe Arpaio, as he claims, still 10, 15 years later, still has the fucking, well, not 15 years, 10 years later, still has fucking evidence that he's just waiting to get out there, y'all.
Hey. It's fucking bananas, dude.
Exactly.
It's fucking nuts.
And the same with Joe Biden. If
all of it.
If Rudy actually had this bombshell evidence,
yes,
it would have been out in the papers already.
But this is the thing with the Republicans. If there was evidence that Hillary was guilty and should be in prison, she'd be in prison. with this Justice Department. Are kidding me?
Right.
If there was evidence to show that Barack Hussein Obama...
Well, they're working on it. They're working on it.
Is not from this country and his presidency was illegitimate, that would be... We would know about that shit. They would be running around with that, waving it in our fucking faces. Oh, it's such bullshit. You soft-brained, deplorable dickbags.
Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham is also in the news now.
Okay.
And there's now the Daily Beast Ooh. Is reporting.
Right.
That the headline there
yes
says according to Lev Parnas's lawyer,
right,
who will also go down in history as someone who helped save the Republic, maybe
yes,
Giuliani
okay
delivered a letter calling for sanctions on Ukrainian officials
yes. Oh.
In late 2018, so this is before all this shit.
Yes.
Late 2018, Rudy Giuliani delivered an unusual missive calling for sanctions on a host of Ukrainian government officials, including one widely viewed in the West and by Europe as a brave reformer.
Okay.
Rudy wants them sanctioned.
Okay.
So this is Rudy sucking up to that corrupt
Dude.
Ukrainian prosecutor to go after the real people fighting corruption in Ukraine.
Now, is that Russia wanting Rudy to do that? Or
that's ultimate. Russia likes the outcome.
Because
we don't have any direct evidence that he's being directed by Russia, but everything he's doing, it makes... Vlad smile.
Is that before or after the Zelensky call?
Wasn't that in...
I don't know.
Like July of 2018 or something?
Hell yeah.
So it was after?
Right.
Well, whatever.
But I mean, it's still bad.
This unusual letter
yes.
was delivered to none other than Senator Lindsey Graham.
Okay. Rudy delivered a letter to Lindsey to have sanctions leveled upon some fuckers in Ukraine.
Right.
Because the Senate would have to do that, right?
This reformer, who's an actual reformer.
Yes.
And another person in Ukraine who was the head of the company where Hunter Biden was a board member.
Okay. Okay.
Giuliani showed Lev the letter at one point,
right,
and told him that he had delivered it to Senator Graham.
Right.
They said that Giuliani also showed Lev Parnas a second similar letter addressed to Sigal Mandelker, who at the time was a top official at the Treasury Department. The letters claim that an eclectic mix of Ukrainian political figures and business people are part of a, quote, organized crime syndicate.
So all these reformers and things that Rudy, that Putin wants to go after are part of this syndicate.
I'm willing to bet that all of these organized crime syndicate people are anti-Putin and anti-actual corruption.
You know, and maybe Putin just needs them to be sanctioned.
Sure.
Or it's what he wants. He doesn't like them.
The letters claim the individuals were, quote, actively involved in siphoning funds appropriated by the American government for aid in Ukraine.
Our president is motherfucking Putin's errand boy. That's who the fuck he is. He's Putin's little bitch. That's who he is. It's fucked up. God.
A few weeks before the date of the letter, Giuliani sent Graham a letter of his own asking his staff to help three unnamed Ukrainians get visas so they could come to the U.S. to share information about the Bidens.
God.
He went to Lindsey Graham.
Okay.
For that.
Wow.
The State Department ultimately did not give them visas, shockingly.
Okay.
This crazy letter says that the only way to stop this syndicate is to sanction everybody. Both letters list 12 people along with phone numbers for some of them. I guess if you want to call them and say, we're going to sanction you.
Yeah, hi. I'm concerned about this syndicate
that
you're in.
Why would you have the
phone
numbers of these people?
I don't know. That we just made
hi,
up, by the way.
I'm calling from the United States. Are you in a syndicate or something? Just wondering.
Hey, Lindsey Graham's on the phone. Who the fuck is that? He's a senator from America.
Included on the list are Mykola Zlochevsky, the head of the Ukrainian company where Biden's son Hunter was a board member. Valeria Gontareva,
yes,
the head of the National Bank of Ukraine from 2014 to 2017, and Katerina Roshkova, who I've heard of before, I believe, was maybe it was Gontareva is the one I'm thinking of. But she's a reformer in Ukraine.
You know, what would concern me about another Trump presidency is that, okay, so why wouldn't Trump use the Justice Department to start jailing people in his opposition? I mean, when is he emboldened to do that?
Well, yeah, it's getting to that point.
It's not that far away.
Daily Beast wants us to know that Graham and Giuliani did not respond to repeated requests for comment.
Oh, you guys called them and they didn't pick up?
Says the inclusion of the names of Roshkova and Gontareva is notable because in 2016, Gontareva oversaw the Ukrainian government's decision to seize control of a bank that had belonged to the corrupt oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky. Ukrainian officials allege that Kolomoisky and his allies misappropriated billions from the bank.
Okay.
He has been pushing to regain control of his bank, but even as our FBI is investigating him here for financial crimes.
So Putin has people in this administration running around doing what he wants.
So, well, they don't like this woman. Who helped take over this bank because it's one of Putin's buds, this oligarch.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't like her. So now she's corrupt and she needs to be sanctioned, according to Giuliani.
Imagine you're Vladimir Putin and you're like, oh my God, look at this. How am I going to take care of this problem? You know what? I'll put Trump on it and the Trump administration on it. That's perfect.
In the wake of her decision to seize control of this bank, she faced death threats. Her home was vandalized and someone left a coffin with her likeness inside of it outside the central bank offices.
Now listen, I'm no crime guy. I've never worked for the FBI or the fuzz, but I'm going to say that's a threat. That's a threat, right?
They say even years after the nationalization of the bank, the danger persists. Last August, she was hit by a car in London.
What?
And then The following month, her home in Ukraine was burned to the ground.
Okay. Well, geez.
Her fight to reform Ukraine's financial sector won her devoted allies in the West, who saw her as one of the few genuine reformers over there.
Right. And so think about this. Now, when you think about Trump saying, take care of her, get her out of there, get rid of her, all those things about Yovanovitch, this sort of puts that in a different kind of context.
Now, this oligarch whose bank they took over, Kolomoisky, is an intimidating figure, they say, to many in Ukraine. Some have alleged he's ordered contract killings.
Jeez, boy.
He also funded private militias that fought Russian-backed separatists in Ukraine. I guess that's good if he's fighting against the separatists.
Yes.
But he has a weird connection to the new president also. Right. He owned the TV show, the TV station where Zelensky had his comedy show before he was a politician.
Oh, God. I think their politics are crazier than ours.
But
our politics are fucking crazy.
Well, our politics are heading in that direction, not the other way around, which is what would be optimal.
This is what we could aspire for.
That's where we're going.
Yes, good.
Cartoonish corruption is what the Republicans want backing Trump. That's exactly what they want.
I mean, this really is crazy. It's like our government, our administration is working with Russian thugs to do what Putin fucking wants.
Jordan Leibowitz, spokesperson for the poor beleaguered Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
They're drunk.
Crew.
They must be drunk.
Talked about them before.
Yes, you guys.
Send them money and drugs.
Right. You know, they need them.
Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington told the Daily Beast that the letters mean Giuliani should answer more questions.
Oh, shit.
Quote, while we obviously can't speak to the veracity of these claims, it does seem to look more and more like Rudy Giuliani is incredibly deeply involved with some seriously shady business in Ukraine.
Oh, shit.
And we need more information not only on his activities, but his activities and those of his associates on behalf or benefiting Donald Trump.
What do they mean by seriously shady?
An oligarch who has people killed?
It's insane. It's crazy.
So all this shit with Biden and Rudy is all right on Putin's wish list. All of it.
Well, I don't know what to say. All of the people in those legislative bodies should be horrified about hearing this. And what did, maybe I missed it, what did Lindsey Graham do with that information? Did he share it with anybody at the FBI?
That would have been interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, because that seems like if someone brings you, it's like, this is what I want to do. My plan is to illegally sanction people in Ukraine because I want this, and that's illegal or questionable. Doesn't Lindsey Graham have to tell someone in charge, or does it not matter? It doesn't matter.
I don't know. Yeah.
What does he tell the Justice Department?
Right. But now, it looks like the headline over the Raw story says Lindsey Graham quickly scuttles press conference after being linked to Ukraine scheme.
Damn. Wow.
Lindsey didn't appear at a press conference he was supposed to have today.
He's busy.
After these reports linking him to this bullshit.
Maybe, you know, maybe it was tan day or something. He had to go get tan.
Fox News reported that he was expected at a press conference, but he never showed. Trump even mentioned Graham's absence during the signing of the new USMCA, NAFTA 2.0.
Right. Wow, Lindsey, you just might be thrown under the bus, motherfucker. Right?
Which is NAFTA made a little bit better.
Right.
By the Democrats in the House.
Not by the Republicans.
No, because the Democrats said, hey, Trump, if you want your USMCA, we're going to put some worker protections and shit like that in there.
Stuff that you hate.
It's not great still, but better than NAFTA was. They said Trump bellowed in the Rose Garden. Lindsey Graham, where's Lindsey?
Why would he be?
He may be having a news conference right now. He said, I'm going over to this news conference. I said, I'd rather have you at your news conference. But then...
is he trying to make an excuse for Lindsey?
Lindsey wasn't there at the news conference.
I know, but is Trump trying to make an excuse for him? Or
it says, instead of appearing at his news conference, Graham sent out an email decrying the need for witnesses.
Sounds good.
He did not address the Ukraine letter.
Who the fuck did he email, though? Like, he sent out an email to whom? America?
Who?
Lindsey sent out an email to who? Who did he email?
Reporters.
Oh, okay. Some guys. Rudy Giuliani just would have dialed the reporter with his asshole. That's okay. What a joke.
He said to Fox News, I am concerned when John Bolton's credibility is attacked. It makes it more likely some will feel the need to call him as a witness.
What? They want him as a witness because he saw the thing that they are in fucking investigating, right? That's why.
Right. But then Lindsay, you know, makes sure that he, on the back swipe, caresses Trump's nutsack.
For the sake of argument, one could assume everything attributable to John Bolton is accurate, and still the House case would fall well below the standards to remove a president from office.
So he's saying, no matter what Bolton says, I don't give a shit. Oh my God.
Jeez.
But that's interesting where he says, if I'm worried about them attacking Bolton's credibility.
Right. He's saying that Bolton shouldn't appear because he doesn't want Bolton's credibility attacked.
No, he's worried that people on his side that are attacking Bolton's credibility already.
Oh, yeah.
After what's coming out in that book.
Right.
It's not helping their case. He thinks it's just going to embolden them to want to hear from him.
What happens if they don't call Bolton, Bolton's book comes out, and everybody's like, oh, my God, this is some amazing shit.
Right.
But my senator didn't give a fuck. Give a fuck.
That's what's going to happen.
I'm furious. But the thing is,
that's where all the money's going to go for all the Democratic ads.
But the problem is, the same with the Mueller report, this is in a book. People don't read, and they don't fucking care. So it would be better if John Bolton was shooting like a film or a TV series. Or why doesn't John Bolton do a goddamn podcast like Rudy? No one's going to read his fucking book.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Oh, God.
I think he's going to sell a lot of fucking books.
Right, that's true. Not, you know, the Waddlers, they won't read it. But
well, what do they read? What have they read?
I don't know. Nothing.
Certainly not the transcript. Certainly not the... We found that out, right? When
read the transcript.
When that Daily Show dude, Jordan Klepper,
right,
was at one of the Nuremberg rallies,
yes,
talking to Trumpanzees outside,
right,
and saying, they would say, read the transcript. It's all you got to do. Shows that he did nothing wrong. Okay, you've read it, right? Well, no. Almost what? Universally. No, I read it.
But
no.
They're screaming at people to do that. Well, read the transcript.
Because they believe Trump. Remember the one guy said, well, I don't have to. I believe the president. He said it's perfect and there's nothing wrong in that transcript. And all the other Republicans are saying that too. I believe it then.
Well, then just believe it. Then why don't you live in a society where we just get rid of school and nobody needs to know anything for themselves?
Ooh.
Nobody needs to read.
Ooh.
You'd love that, wouldn't you, you fuck?
Well, the evangelicals are getting hard listening to that one.
My God, all you want is a GOP leather daddy. Shut a riding crop up your asshole.
Man, you won't get rid of education. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to read, you dumb fucks. Yeah. You fucking idiots. Fuckheads.
So,
everybody's squirting over the fact that they don't have to do anything anymore.
So, there you go. After Lev's lawyer ties Lindsay to the scheme now,
yay,
indicating that he might have known some shit going on a lot earlier. And maybe that's why he's saying, there's nothing wrong here whatsoever.
Right. He's nervous. But why? Why are any of the Republicans nervous? You got a bunch of GOP loads in the SCOTUS. You got, I don't know, you own the Justice Department. You own the Senate. You own the White House. You should be able to pull this off, dingbats, right?
Oh.
I mean, God forbid. What if they were smart? What if Trump was smart and not a fucking moron?
That's why we're lucky a little bit that it's stupid Watergate, because that's why we got to get this shit fixed and get some real fucking laws on the books.
Yeah.
To prevent this shit. Just like the stupid SCOTUS decision.
Right.
We didn't even get to it yesterday that said, Trump can say if you're going to be on welfare, we can kick you out. If you're a refugee.
Yeah.
SCOTUS upheld that. And it may be the right decision because it may not be in the Constitution. But that's why we need a law. And that's what SCOTUS keeps saying a lot is, look, if you want to do this shit, write a law. But Congress won't do fuck. So that's why we can't get laws passed.
Yeah.
Because of the Republican intestinal blockage,
yes,
named Mitch McConnell.
Wow. I apologize to shit. Literally, you should apologize to human waste. You know, what you just talked about, that the with the Medicare, somebody needing benefits, or about people coming in this country.
Right,
or,
right, right.
Why am I seeing memes that the Germans did the same thing, or some the Jews were not allowed to come in America because...
Oh, we turned away boats.
Because of that law, though, right?
Was that it?
Yeah. I'm just seeing memes about that. I articulated that brilliantly. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Send me my podcast, Oscar, whatever the fuck that is.
What is this? Is this from the... This must be from the rally.
Oh, God.
I keep my eye what you're doing. You're lying. You're lying. You kill your kids. I came from Soviet. God damn it.
This is some maggot wearing a maggot hat yelling at Schiff as he's making his way through the hallway.
Oh, my God.
You lie. You lie. You make stuff up.
Who? Where? This is it.
And this is obviously a
God,
an immigrant,
right?
Who should be ashamed of himself.
Well, people sound like lunatics, man. Jesus Christ, you fucking MAGA people. Take it down a notch, at the very least.
So there you go. I guess what else is going on here?
You know, the problem is these Nazis, historically Nazis are not very calm, reasonable people. In fact, they're not reasonable at all. You might even call them unreasonable.
Right, yeah.
Unreasonable.
Oh, here's good news.
Yeah. It must have been about 6 months ago. The president called me, and we haven't spoken since before the election.
Wow.
Glenn Beck.
Damn.
And Trump are buds again, it sounds like.
Oh, shit. They made
up. 6 months ago. Trump called him?
What?
Trump called him 6 months ago.
Why?
The president called me, and we haven't spoken since before the election.
Wow.
And we talked for about a half an hour.
Wow.
And it was a really...
I wish I had more Kleenex because I ruined a good pair of pants.
Yes. Are you playing WoW? Is that a drop you're playing?
No.
Okay.
It was a really talked for
the guy who says WoW.
About a half an hour.
Wow.
And I wish more people knew him.
Yay.
And
Yay.
Could hear him like that. It must have been about 6 months ago.
I wish more people could get a phone call from Trump and hear him like that.
Sure, they can. I mean, just keep in mind, Glenn, they need to be white. I mean, that's a big part of it.
There you go.
Jeez. Wow. Great interview of Glenn Beck, by the way. Jeez. Wow.
Hard hitting.
Hard.
This one.
Jeez, boy.
This is truly amazing.
Okay.
I heard this one. We played a lot of this guy recently, Chris McDonald, Christopher
right.
McDonald, with his ridiculous YouTube show.
Not the guy that played Robin in the Batman with
Chris McDonald.
Right, right. Best Batman was not who's the best Batman?
Not George Clooney, you're suggesting?
No. Well, the best Batman has to be what's that?
I like Michael Keaton. I think he was really good.
Who's Christian Bale? I mean,
Christian Bale was
the best
good,
actor.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ben Affleck. No?
I'm
Batman.
I like the.
What's your superpower?
I'm really rich.
That's a great.
He's honest.
One. Yeah. Chris McDonald. It says here, Right Wing Watch. Chris McDonald is not one to get into conspiracy theories,
but
however, listen to this one.
Right.
This is. Unreal.
QAnon.
This is like something we would joke about.
Okay.
I mean,
no. Mike, I'm going to ask you something, and I know you're a very level-headed guy, and I know you don't get into conspiracy stuff, which I appreciate because I don't either. I try to keep the
Well,
I don't either. This is the guy who has Mark Taylor, the firefighter prophet, on every other day talking about weather control.
Where are they recording this? It sounds like shit.
I don't know. It sounds like he's in a bathroom
Jesus,
at a Super 8 somewhere outside of Boise.
God.
you don't get into conspiracy stuff, which I appreciate because I don't either. I try to keep the show level headed and I try to stay away from all the sensationalism that's out there because there's.
But
yes, did they?
We are gearing up for an amazing revelation. Yes.
Is the microphone shoved completely through the glory hole?
Can you imagine who this conspiracy may be about? He's going to tie two things together that are amazingly unrelated.
Okay, I have one thing, and I have another thing.
Maybe. Okay,
Hillary Clinton.
Okay,
global warming.
You got one right.
I try to stay away from all the sensationalism that's out there because there's plenty of it on the internet. And but I do want to ask you a question. We've had
Meanwhile, this, I don't know who he's talking to because on the other side of the screen is a logo. It's only he's only getting audio.
Okay.
But the logo is. It's like a police shield.
Is it a swastika?
With a green skull.
Oh.
Like what was that? What's that? That Marvel show with the guy with the guns that shoots everybody.
Punisher.
It's the Punisher logo. With an eagle on top of the. It's like somebody took three pictures.
I think that's a Pentecostal. Nazi. I don't know. I just made that up. I'm just trying. I don't know what that means.
Oh, so it's a shield with the Terminator creepy. Or the Punisher yes. skull with an eagle on top right. of it is the logo.
It's warm and inviting.
And then it says, this is Director Mike.
Okay. Oh, wow.
No last name.
Mike Bay.
Southwest Special Operations Group.
Oh, God. That sounds creepy as shit.
I don't know. Anything else about Director Mike?
Yeah.
But that's who this lunatic is talking to
right now. Right.
And he's saying, you know, I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't daily.
Mike, we've had and since all this, what you just I'm going to put my question in context of what you just said, that the Democrats right. are having their asses handed to them in the Senate trial. Right. And they know they are. And
which. Is absolutely counterfactual.
Yeah, and when people are counterfactual, or rather when they're just bullshitting you, they always follow it up with, you know, that's true. Why?
No, they are. And right. you have the world's most famous basketball player, one of them, other than Michael Jordan, right. Kobe Bryant, dying in a helicopter crash over the weekend. Did you ever hear any of his connections to the Clinton?
Stop it.
Ryan Hillary just looked it. At me and said, Hillary did it, and this is exactly where this guy
Hillary,
is going.
Hillary, why you killed Kobe?
Dying in a helicopter crash over the weekend. Did you ever hear any of his connections to the Clintons? I've been hearing a lot of rumblings over the weekend. God. He was tied very closely to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Have you heard anything about that?
Just say you have. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mike, I'm going to ask.
No.
So she might have killed. She might have had him killed to distract.
Oh, yeah.
From how poorly
the
things are going in the impeachment trial.
Well, okay. Let's explore this crazy theory. Nancy Pelosi's in the war room with all the other Democrats. They're smoking weed, hanging out, strategizing, trying to figure out what the fuck they're going to do. Tim Kaine pops up and he's like, we need to take care of Kobe.
Yeah, we
and
need,
like,
to,
good
we
point.
Need a distraction.
We need a distraction.
Who should we take out?
Kobe Bryant. I got this is, you know, I don't know. Hillary thought of this. Do you think Hillary, you think it was Hillary's idea or was it
I don't know.
Chelsea? Did Bill chime in or?
That's decided to shield and shelter criminal. Look, wait. You have criminals that are on the streets that should be in jail.
A little of the highlights yeah. from yesterday's.
What was that thing he was saying? The first
come back.
Ah, he's geeked up, man. He's geeked the fuck up, and he's talking too fast. Yeah. God, somebody smoke a joint, dickhead. Fuck. Criminicabus.
So there you go.
Dr. Ronnie's just like boofing that Adderall straight up his
Dr. Ronnie's
ass.
Running for. Running for Congress.
Right. I forgot. Good for us. Good for us.
Right.
What's your campaign slogan going to be? Vote for me and on business trips. I promise to get naked and bang on your door. And if you're a female, you know, colleague, I'll do that to you for you. It's unreasonable.
We've got,
can you imagine? It's like, did you guys hear Dr. Ronnie was running around the halls last night just banging on people? Yeah, he banged on Linda's door for like 20 minutes. He was naked. That's crazy.
He wasn't naked.
Okay. Shit.
Fake news.
Damn it.
But he did get drunk and bang on somebody's door.
I mean, that's
accurate.
You think that's unreasonable?
Somebody that works for him, yes. In any case, it's unreasonable.
Even if you're clothed, okay.
Don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay. We'll,
get a little Jesus-y.
Jeebus, fuck you.
I've got, this is a new poll.
Right.
Out, this is in the New Hampshire.
Yes.
Which I believe will be the first real primary, as opposed to this caucusy stuff happening in Iowa.
You know, I have an interesting history with New Hampshire. I never really gave a fuck about it, or it was never on my radar until I started collecting Hot Wheels. You know, do you know what those are? Little cars.
Sure.
And there was
extensive Hot Wheel setups.
You
really?
Did you have the ones with the license plates?
I don't think I had that extensive.
Really?
One. I didn't collect the license plates. I was going for speed.
Okay. Well, I wasn't. I remember I had a car I really liked. I can't remember what kind. I think it was a minivan, but the license plate was New Hampshire. And I never gave a fuck about New Hampshire until I owned that car. And now they get to decide our president.
A new poll in the key early voting state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
Is showing that the Democratic leader there has double the support of the next closest rival.
Wow.
With 28% of likely Democratic voters, yes, to 13%, Bernie Sanders over Joe Biden.
Damn!
Third place at, actually, it's 13, 12, and 11, so all kind of bunched up there. Second, third, and fourth.
Yes.
Are Biden, Buttigieg, and Warren.
Right.
In that order.
Right. Is it the Russian bots telling me that Bernie can't beat Trump?
By the way, Bennett is still in the race.
Who is that?
The
Bennett.
Governor.
Jeez.
Or is he the senator from Colorado?
I didn't know this guy. I think. You know, Bennett, who I don't know your, what's his first name? Do you know that? Do you have that information?
Bennett. It's Bennett.
Hey, listen, candidate Bennett. We do Monday through Friday, we do a news show, and I don't.
Michael
Bennett. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Senator from Colorado. I guessed correctly.
You guessed that you were a senator. Do you have a Facebook page, or I would suggest a Facebook page, maybe get a Twitter. I don't know. Just do something. We should know who the fuck you are, right?
Bloomberg is a write-in.
Yeah.
He didn't get in early enough.
Right.
And didn't get on the ballot in New Hampshire. Doesn't seem to give a fuck. He's at 2%.
You know what might work for Bennett? Instagram. Try an Instagram account.
Deval Patrick.
Yes.
Oh, 2%.
I've heard of Deval Patrick.
Also running still.
Yes.
Tom Steyer, 2%.
Jeez.
Then, well, other 3%. I don't know who. What's other? Who's left? People, I guess, that have already dropped out, maybe.
You didn't mention Yang, Andrew Yang?
Well, I'm moving up.
Oh, okay.
At 3%. The next is 5% with Yang.
Okay.
Klobuchar at 7%. Tulsi Gabbard at 8%.
Jesus fucking Christ.
8% of the people in New Hampshire of the Democrats say they would vote for Tulsi fucking Gabbard?
I don't think these people really understand it. The weird thing, the quirky thing about Tulsi Gabbard is that a lot of what she wants, her interests are the interests of Syria or Russia, right?
Yeah.
And that's a strange thing to have, but anyway.
Sanders overwhelmingly winning young people, 18 to 44. He's got 43% of the support.
Right. Just vote blue, dickheads.
Among women in New Hampshire, Sanders 25%, Warren 15%, Biden 6%.
What about this Bennett that you were talking about? How is he doing with women?
You don't go that low on that one. I like Michael Bennett, but you know,
we didn't know if he was a senator.
I know who he is. I mean, I knew it was either the two people that I could never remember were the Montana governor and the Colorado senator. Now it was just a matter of
to the campaign flipping manager a coin of who so-and-so Bennett. I forget the guy's
Michael.
Last name. To the campaign manager of Michael Bennett. I mean, it's in the nicest way possible. You should resign. I mean, you know, you should. You read all the headlines. You've never heard.
And Steve Bullock was the governor of Montana, right, who I believe was also in it.
You
for
said
a while.
The two candidates, I can never remember their names. If you work for either of those campaigns, please pack up your shit and go home. I don't know that you're helping. Right? I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I read this shit all day, every day.
Facebook page, get a Twitter, get a Tumblr, fucking get a Medium blog, put your shit, get on the internet. Do you think Michael Bennett's campaign, have they heard of Al Gore's internet? Or Bullock? Have you guys heard of the internet? Fuck.
So that's what's going on in New Hampshire.
Maybe get a MailChimp account and send out some newsletters about what you're into that people might read it.
And more people, I'm seeing stories of, you know, that they're starting to freak out over on the right that, oh, my God, Bernie Sanders might actually win. He might be the nominee. Oh, my God.
Right. But then on the left, we're getting these things that says if Bernie Sanders wins.
Oh, we're dead.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to beat Trump.
Right. Which is counterfactual.
Which is just go.
To most of the polls we've seen.
Right. You know,
thus far.
Right. I just go vote blue, fuckheads. It's that fucking simple.
We've also got Bolton's lawyer, by the way, is pushing back on the NSC assessment that the book manuscript contains classified information.
Right. He's saying it doesn't.
Well, of course it doesn't.
And Trump said that, like, oh, yeah, I hired this guy as the NSA, and he turns around and writes a book. I mean, he's making, I'm sure.
A critical and lying book.
Here's what happened. Hey, Michael, John Bolton, you want to be NSA? John Bolton's like, oh, my God, I will be able to write an amazing book about this. Yes. And I will make lots of money. Yes, absolutely. That's how it went.
Not I'll be able to save the country.
I don't think so. You don't think so? Yeah, that book came right out. That means the motherfucker's writing it. He's writing a book about this lunatic as he served him, right? I mean, this.
Oh, well, yeah.
No other way the book came out that quickly.
Let's see. It's just a dream of mine is coming to an end. You see the suit on Michael Bolton.
Sucks.
It's one of those 80s suits with the giant, the big giant shoulders pads.
How did pop culture say that guy? We love that guy's music. Because that is just so bad. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a Michael Bolton hater, but Jesus. It's just, are we all on so many opioids that we like this?
Well, not now, I don't think. This was 1,000 years ago.
And he's like wailing about, how am I supposed to live without you? Well, I mean, can you still breathe? Can you walk around and do shit? Well, like that, stupid. I'm gonna pay for dreaming. Oh, even now it's more than I can take. Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
He always made my throat hurt listening to him, because it always seems he's really straining. But
right. I wonder if there's somebody else. Like, yeah, he always made my throat hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Different reasons.
Yeah. It's a lot of hot sauce.
Oh, God, that's just so... who would listen to that? I'm sorry. God, how sad. Ugh. Jeez.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, we're on your favorite podcasting app all the time. Right. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Yes.
TheCrabDiving.com/Amazon.
But Michael Bolton, if you're listening and you'd like to write a theme song for the Crab Diving Show or something, if you want to feature us in one of your songs, we'd love that, right? We want a shout out for Michael Bolton.
Okay.
You know?
I guess.
I take back all that shit I said about how big the suicidal love
Michael
ballads.
Bolton demo is these days, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
know how much of a bump we'd get.
You know, I bet the Venn diagram with Trump supporters and Michael Bolton listeners, I'm saying there's sadly a fuck ton of overlap.
I know people that are Michael Bolton fans that are not Trump supporters.
I'm sure you do. But I just...
Some 80s aficionados.
Go tool around to different places here, and you will find that there's lots of MAGA fucks that like this Michael Bolton. And you know, a lot of MAGA fucks like John Bon Jovi, too. I've seen that.
We've got a... Oh, here's a... this is a little Faithless Friday, but yes. This is what we always talk about, how these Republican assholes generally really take something to hit close to home before they start showing empathy.
Right. Oh, shit. Yes, Pat.
This is a Kentucky state senator.
Fuck you!
State Senator Alice Forgy? F-O-R-G-Y? Forgy? Forgy?
Forgy. I love that name.
Kerr. K-E-R-R. Alice Forgy Kerr.
Is that three names? Or?
Yeah, it's three names.
Forgy Kerr.
Of Kentucky.
Fuck you!
State senator.
Woo!
Conservative. Republican. Serves as a Sunday school teacher at her local Baptist church.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker!
But amazingly, she is a primary sponsor of a bill in Kentucky,
right,
to ban conversion, the LGBTQ conversion therapy.
That's awesome.
You know why?
Okay,
Ms. Forgy Kerr. Has a son, age 31, who is gay.
And, hey, listen, good for you. 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 But, always. This is always the case. This is always the case with dickhead conservatives. They can't do the right thing unless they have a, you know, personal stake in it. Or unless they've experienced it, right?
Right. And even then, sometimes, like Steve Scalise. Almost loses his life to an AR.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But still, he's... that's the dumbest shit ever.
She said, in my Christian faith, I'm taught that we are all... Well, this is fearfully.
God.
It's so sad it that really people think they need to fear some big lightning bolt-wielding sky daddy. Why would you want to live like that?
And you know, there is no sky daddy. Shitting out lightning.
In my Christian faith, I'm taught we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderfully made. I believe that very strongly. So she's of the argument that God doesn't make mistakes. Gay people aren't mistakes.
Fearfully.
That you may consider it a sin, but you got to love the people anyway.
And I'm fearfully, but yet wonderfully made. Suck my dick.
I don't know what that means.
I don't get that.
As she sees it, any religion that asks gay people to change in order to be accepted by God is, quote, religion gone bad.
Well, it's just bad. How's that? That dog is big.
God.
She's like, I need more room.
Well, yeah.
She's getting irritated.
even if the bill doesn't become law, she admits it's a long shot. It's a long shot in Kentucky that these assholes won't ban
God.
Psychological torture of minors. by their Christo fascist lunatic religious extremist parents.
You know, it's a shame that we don't have a president like Barack Hussein Obama, because what I would do if I was president, I would issue an executive order and I would say none of this shit is happening anymore. Couldn't you do that? It's fucking child abuse. It's fucking insane.
She's, of course, pro-life, though.
Yeah.
So she's all for equal treatment for her son. But, you know,
I
guess her daughter hasn't needed a had sex with a black man and gotten pregnant yet.
Yeah.
That she would be like, well, we'll have to take care of that. Oh, wait.
Man.
She said in response to charges that banning conversion therapy is a betrayal of her principles as a Republican and a pro-life advocate. She said, well, pro-life means doing everything I can to protect our youth from suicide and from being rejected and being taught they're not good enough. We've got to understand that wherever we come down on the issue of homosexuality, the bill.
God
damn it, dog. Like, the bill is about banning conversion torture.
Shit. She calls it.
It is.
Yeah, of course. I don't even know. I mean, what do? They pray the gay out of you or beat the gay out of you? It's fucking insane.
Or suck.
Yeah,
yeah. The gay out of you, I some mean, of them.
It's almost one of these things that.
It's like cigarettes. You want to smoke? I'm going to make you smoke 100 cigarettes in a row till you throw up. Well, just like the gay. We do it that way here. I'm going to suck you dry till you pass out.
I tell you what, it's a shame in this country that the outrage over this shit. We shouldn't need a law. You shouldn't need a law. These places should be shut the fuck down. It's insane. It's torture.
And spectacularly bad parenting.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's like, I mean, I can't even imagine. Your parents say, hey, listen,
we hate who you are. So we're going to send you
to a camp,
to someone that's going to try to torture physically sometimes, but definitely mentally torture you to not want to be attracted to girls if you have a hoo-ha,
yeah,
or the boys if you have a tallywhacker.
And listen, let's get real. I mean, let's get fucking real. If the Black Panther existed, if Batman existed, if Wolverine existed, Aquaman, depending on how close to shore the facility was.
Maybe there's a pool.
he can
get some algae to go after you.
I'm contacting these koi fish telepathically. They're going to fuck you up.
Right.
To save these kids.
The
Black Panther wouldn't fucking allow this. Batman sure as shit.
That's what's funny about
it.
That show, The Boys. I highly recommend it. It's that superhero show dark as fuck.
Yeah.
And what would really happen in America if there were superheroes? They would be
super
corrupted by corporations and greed, just like everything else.
Right.
But they do have an Aquaman-y kind of a character, and the joke is that he's pretty worthless, and he gets mad because they only send him on to fight crime that's near the water or something. He's upset,
but 75% of the planet is covered by water, and more so, right?
Okay, but where does all the crime happen?
Well, maritime land. Crime, you know?
Oh, yeah,
frozen on a lake. Frozen Minnesota, frozen lake water. Anything happens, I guess. I mean, if the lake's frozen, can he do anything?
Well, I don't know.
Melt it. He doesn't have. He needs Superman's.
No, he needs the Wonder Twins to.
Oh yeah. Where's that movie?
But then, if one of the Wonder Twins turns into like a dolphin or something, can Aquaman then take control of the Wonder Twin?
This Wonder Twin dolphins. Hmm. Pumping me.
That's a question for later.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Shape of a suckerfish.
Right.
I don't know why Aquaman keeps turning me into an octopus.
Oh, yes.
Taking a bath with me.
Oh, right.
Tentacle
porn. He directs tentacle porn because
well, yeah, and then the other one's water.
He directs tentacle porn. Seamlessly.
That's how he fucks the twins. One of them turns into bathwater for him, and the other one is a turns into some tentacle.
Shape of frozen fleshlight.
Yeah. Shape of. Never mind. anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got a. I think we It's okay. About almost that time to go.
Right. And I would be a benevolent good superhero. I wouldn't do any bad shit. So
God, Rob Reiner, American treasure.
Oh yeah.
Actor, producer, yes. Awesome dude. Just tweeted, getting sick and tired of this crap. John Bolton, be a patriot. Go straight to the public and tell us what you know, all caps. Stop fucking around.
Yeah. All you guys, quit fucking around, you fucks. Yeah, quit it.
So I guess we'll do this shit again tomorrow, shall
okay.
we?
Okay, absolutely.
Let me start this music.
Fuck you.
And I'm going to say the ending, and the dog is going to wake up.
Meathead says, stop fucking around. He's right. Quit fucking around.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available on your favorite podcasting application.
Yay.
Or at crabdiving.com. And thanks to those that buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We appreciate every time you do that.
Wee wee.
Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, his Facebook, or for his Radar Comedy.
Yes.
Or go to his website for his schedule, Radar Comedy. .com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a wonderful, awesome rest of your day, everybody. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Bye bye.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.